I'm Ryan LaCroix, and this is Sample Size, where we focus on new music with Look at OKC music critic Matt Carney. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, you took a little trip last weekend to a small music festival, seemingly in the middle of nowhere. Why don't you tell us about it?
Well, more than 600 miles south and west of Oklahoma City, deep in Texas's Trans-Pecos region, not far from the Mexican border, there lies a town of about 2,000 people, where the proportions of a typical society are slightly warped. It boasts more art galleries than grocery stores, in a county with 1 square mile of land for every 2 residents. And it hosts a music festival. That's why I went to Marfa, Texas last week to learn more about this odd little town, and while I was at it, catch a few musicians in action.
Okay, well, tell us about some of the musicians you saw down there.
So the first performance I took in at this year's Marfa Myths Festival was held on a decommissioned army base turned art space, just a few minutes walk southwest of Marfa's main drag. The avant-garde ambient composer William Basinski invited a crowd of about 250 people to sit, lie down, relax, and take in 40 minutes of what he called a, quote, requiem mass. Basinski's music defies classification and is difficult to recall from memory. His best-known work, The Disintegration Loops, was released in 4 volumes in 2002 and 2003, and is composed of decaying tape recordings of found sounds he'd recorded decades earlier, loop snippets of train tracks rattling and radio broadcasts, each loop incrementally elongated, but just by a tiny bit, without increasing much in volume. Basinski sat at a laptop between 2 portable reel-to-reel tape decks, the first of which sounded like a rattling guitar answered by 2 mid-range notes played on a piano or perhaps an organ. I don't fully understand it, but the best way I can do to describe it is that you're hearing sounds age.
Thank you.
That's William Basinski with Cascade. Well, who else did you see perform down there?
So Marfa Myths was put on by the label Mexican Summer, whose roster includes New Zealander surrealist Conan Moccasin, whom they wisely billed for later in the evening because things got real smooth and a little bit freaky. Moccasin and his five-piece band grinned their way through a set of gentle, funky yacht rock, inviting a bunch of folks from other bands up to play with them, including the lo-fi weirdo Ariel Pink. And, kid you not, in between every song, Moccasin and company played the little part with the long, drawn-out guitar notes from that cheesy 2000 rap rock hit Butterfly by Crazy Town. And perhaps most weirdly, it fit the whole set's vibe. Go figure.
That's Conan Moccasin with I'm the Man That Will Find You. And we have time for just one more band.
By now, regular Sample Size listeners are familiar with and probably tired of me talking about Philadelphia rocker Sheer Mag, but I really, truly cannot understate how great they are. The confrontational edge in their songs only sharpens in their live performance, which was equal parts thrilling and fun. Each member is a ball of energy, particularly lead guitarist Kyle Seeley, who wore a Fleetwood Mac patch on his jean jacket and sold his solos like Lindsey Buckingham. Meanwhile, Christina Halliday stalked the stage as if she were looking for a fight, scowling in between vocal rips and vibratos. It was the liveliest the crowd got all night, and it totally ruled. See Sheer Mag at all costs.
Sheer Mag with Nobody's Baby, and this has been Sample Size. The current issue of Look at OKC explores the new bug exhibits at Science Museum, Oklahoma. You can hear full versions of these songs on KOSU.org, and you can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
And I'm at M.Carney.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.